The Voice of Jesus Christ in the Doctrine and Covenants by Gordon B. Holbrook. We can testify of Christ as we hear His voice in the Doctrine and Covenants. The words of the Savior are an invaluable source of inspiration and guidance. Throughout the millennia, they have been as water to the thirsting soul. To ponder His words, we might typically turn to the New Testament or the Book of Mormon. In these books, many of His words are recorded in the first person. For example, "I am the light of the world," John chapter 8, verse 12. And it is as if we can hear His own voice as we read His words. But a careful consideration of the Doctrine and Covenants shows that it is also a stunning additional witness of Jesus Christ and contains more of the Savior's words recorded in the first person than the New Testament, Book of Mormon, and Pearl of Great Price combined. Christ says of His words in the Doctrine and Covenants, "These words are not of men nor of man, but of Me. Wherefore you shall testify, they are of Me and not of man. For it is My voice which speaketh them unto you. Wherefore you can testify that you have heard My voice and know My words." Doctrine and Covenants, section 18, verses 34 through 36. In the Doctrine and Covenants, we can learn of the Savior's divinity, His atonement, and His doctrine in His own words. And as we read His words by the Spirit, we can hear and feel His voice. Christ's divinity. In the Doctrine and Covenants, the Savior teaches us about Himself, helping us come to know Him, love Him, and draw near to Him. He says of His divinity, "I am the Lord thy God. I am the true light that is in you, and I am your advocate with the Father. I will stand by you. I am the good shepherd." In all, the Doctrine and Covenants contains more than 1,000 references to Him by such titles as Lord, Savior, Redeemer, Alpha and Omega, Son of God, the Only Begotten, the Lamb, and the Light and Life of the World. Jesus assures us that He is the Son of the living God, who created the heavens and the earth. Doctrine and Covenants, section 14, verse 9. He tells us, "Draw near unto Me, and I will draw near unto you," section 88, verse 63. He offers us these comforting words, "Let not your hearts be troubled, for in My Father's house are many mansions, and I have prepared a place for you, and where My Father and I am, there ye shall be also." Doctrine and Covenants, section 98, verse 18. Our Savior will never abandon us. He says, "What I say unto one, I say unto all. Be of good cheer, little children, for I am in your midst, and I have not forsaken you." Section 61, verse 36. Christ's atonement. In the Doctrine and Covenants, the Savior teaches us about His atonement, giving us knowledge of His suffering and its purpose, that we might repent and ultimately return to Him. Of the pain during His atoning sacrifice, He says, "Which suffering caused Myself, even God, the greatest of all, to tremble because of pain, and to bleed at every pore, and to suffer both body and spirit, and would that I might not drink the bitter cup and shrink. Nevertheless, glory be to the Father, and I partook and finished My preparations unto the children of men." Doctrine and Covenants, section 19, verses 18 through 19. He reveals that He was willing to suffer for us because the worth of souls is great in the sight of God. "For behold, the Lord your Redeemer suffered death in the flesh. Wherefore He suffered the pain of all men, that all men might repent and come unto Him. And He hath risen again from the dead, that He might bring all men unto Him on conditions of repentance." Doctrine and Covenants, section 18, verses 10 through 12. The Savior also declares that as part of His atonement, He is the advocate with the Father, who is pleading your cause before Him, saying, "Father, behold My sufferings and death. Wherefore, Father, spare these My brethren that believe on My name, that they may come unto Me and have everlasting life." Doctrine and Covenants, section 45, verses 3 through 5. Christ's words show His love for us when He says that He so loved the world that He gave His own life, that as many as would believe might become the sons and daughters of God. Doctrine and Covenants, section 34, verse 3. Jesus Christ tells us how he gained power over sin and death. I, having accomplished and finished the will of him whose I am, even the Father concerning me, having done this, that I might subdue all things unto myself, retaining all power, even to the destroying of Satan and his works, at the end of the world. Doctrine and Covenants, section 19, verses 2 through 3. Of the Savior and his atonement, the prophet Joseph Smith recorded this testimony. He came into the world, even Jesus, to be crucified for the world, and to bear the sins of the world, and to sanctify the world, and to cleanse it from all unrighteousness, that through him all might be saved, whom the Father had put into his power and made by him. Doctrine and Covenants, section 76, verses 41 through 42. We too can testify of Christ and his atonement as we come to know his words and recognize his voice. See Doctrine and Covenants, section 18, verse 36. Christ's doctrine. In the Doctrine and Covenants, as in the Book of Mormon, we find clear teachings regarding the doctrine of Christ, allowing us to gain a fuller understanding of our Heavenly Father's plan for us. The Father, through his beloved Son, the great Jehovah, is the framer of heaven and earth and all things which are in them. We are created after his own image and in his own likeness. Through transgression of God's commandments, we became fallen man. See Doctrine and Covenants, section 20, verses 17 through 20. Because we are fallen beings, God gave his only begotten Son, who suffered temptations, but gave no heed unto them, and was crucified, died, and rose again on the third day to pay for our sins and conquer death. See section 20, verses 21 through 25. The Doctrine and Covenants identifies covenants we must make to return to our Heavenly Father. Those who enter into the presence of the Father and gain eternal life are they who received the testimony of Jesus and believed on his name and were baptized after the manner of his burial, being buried in the water in his name, that by keeping the commandments they might be washed and cleansed from all their sins and receive the Holy Spirit by the laying on of the hands of him who was ordained and sealed unto this power. Doctrine and Covenants, section 76, verses 51 through 52. Those who obtain this blessing are they who have entered into this order of the priesthood, meaning the new and everlasting covenant of marriage. Section 131, verse 2. The Savior says, "Behold, verily, verily, I say unto you, this is my gospel." Finally, while in the New Testament, we learn that to receive eternal life, we must come to know our Father in heaven and his Son, Jesus Christ. See John chapter 17, verse 3. Christ's words in the Doctrine and Covenants make this requirement for eternal life more personal and bear testimony of his divinity. This is eternal lives, to know the only wise and true God and Jesus Christ, whom he hath sent. I am he. Doctrine and Covenants, section 132, verse 24. Christ testifies. The living and loving Son of God testifies of the truth of his words recorded in the Doctrine and Covenants. What I, the Lord, have spoken, I have spoken, and I excuse not myself. My word shall not pass away, but shall all be fulfilled, whether by mine own voice or by the voice of my servants, it is the same, and the record is true. Doctrine and Covenants, section 1, verses 38 through 39. In the Doctrine and Covenants, the Savior invites each of us in his own voice to receive him, his atonement, and his doctrine. He testifies, "Behold, I am Jesus Christ, the Son of God. I am the same that came unto mine own, and mine own received me not. I am the light which shineth in the darkness, and the darkness comprehendeth it not." Doctrine and Covenants, section 6, verse 21. "Fear not, little children, for you are mine, and I have overcome the world, and you are of them that my Father hath given me." Doctrine and Covenants, section 50, verse 41. Sidebar, Book of Scripture, Old Testament. Approximate number of the Savior's words recorded in first person, 138,217. Book of Scripture, New Testament, approximate number of the Savior's words recorded in first person, 41,684, Matthew 13,512, Mark 5,407, Luke 12,295, John 8,057, Acts through Revelation 2,413, Book of Scripture, Book of Mormon, approximate number of the Savior's words recorded in first person, 22,252. Book of Scripture, Doctrine and Covenants, approximate number of the Savior's words recorded in first person, 91,051. Book of Scripture, Pearl of Great Price, approximate number of the Savior's words recorded in first person, 7,909. End of the article, The Voice of Jesus Christ in the Doctrine and Covenants, by Gordon B. Holbrook.